I've fished her icy rivers with every kind of fly. Shot straight at the partridge, though most.
Welcome to Michigan Society of Association Executives Association Impact here on the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm Bruce Aldridge. Our topic, OrcPro. That's MSAE's annual conference that will be held July 8th through the 10th in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan at the Amway. And if you haven't registered, you should. Scott Oster, sales, marketing, well-known speaker in the nonprofit world. He's membership guru, circulation consultant, all at Scott Oster Associates. He is president. Scott, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's get right into it. Can you first please tell us about your session during MSAE's OrcPro? And while you're at it, is there a specific target group that you are addressing?
My topic is actually membership communications, and what I'm going to be talking about, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail up front, but what I'm going to be talking about is basically the importance of engaging your members on a consistent basis and keeping in communication with your members on a consistent basis. There's really no target group. I mean, I grew up as a membership professional and started in my association career as a staff member, as a membership person, and so my feeling is that anybody who has any touch with any members at any time is the right person to come to this session.
Scott, while we're at it, just tell our audience a little bit about your background. I'm certainly familiar with it, but I think it's very interesting. How did you get to where you're at?
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. I actually started as an association staff person about almost 20 years ago now, scary enough to say. But I actually started as the membership department in a very small organization where there was a membership department of one person. There was a publications department of one person. Basically, everything was a one-person department. We had about six staff members. And over time, I was very fortunate, seeing that I live in the D.C. area, to sort of go bigger and bigger and bigger when it came to responsibility and association size in my career. So I took a stop at the American Association for the Advancement of Science, where I was doing membership, marketing, and circulation, and then I moved on to National Geographic, and then finally sort of the giant gorilla in every room, which is AARP. I worked there for a little while doing consumer marketing and circulation as well. And then almost 10 years ago now, I went out and launched my own business, Scott Oster Associates, doing membership, marketing, and sales for associations.
Oh, congratulations. You've got a tremendous reputation out there. Let's get back to MSAE. What are the top three items that the audience will learn when they're in Grand Rapids?
I think the three main things, I mean, there's obviously going to be different takeaways for everybody, but I think that the three main things that the attendees are going to walk away with are, number one, the importance of communicating, staying in touch with. I hesitate to use the word engaging because I think engagement has become very much a buzzword nowadays, and it doesn't necessarily have the meaning and the impact that it once did, but you can put engaging in there and say that the reasons why engaging, communicating, staying in touch with your members on a regular basis throughout the year is critical. I think that that's going to be the big aha, if you want to call it, for the people who attend my session. Going into a little bit more detail, they're going to be walking away with some tools and some tips and some tricks and some things that they can actually do, regardless of the size of their staff, regardless of the size of their association, to actually communicate and engage their members on a consistent basis. And then finally, I think that they're going to walk away with actually some templates and some actual things that they can use, some things that they can steal, for lack of a better word, that they can actually implement at their own organization. So it's really going to give you the strategy and then the tactics and then also the tools and the actual items that you can use to truly engage your members on a consistent basis over a 365-day period.
You have been a speaker consultant for many associations, certainly tied with ASAE because we've heard you there several times. Can you highlight a portion of the new information that you might include in this session? Because certainly some of the folks that will be in the audience have heard you before.
Yeah, I mean, I think the newest things really that are going around that this session really focuses on is, number one, make sure that as an association staff professional, you're not just always chasing the shiny object. I mean, we all, association staff members all have boards. They all typically, depending on your level, have someone above you who's kind of guiding things or giving you directives at some point in time. But really, and those folks can tend to chase the shiny object as well. So what this session really focuses on is making sure that you're going after the ROI, making sure that you're doing the things, implementing the tactics, going after the strategies that'll really have your biggest bang for the buck, not just chasing after the latest and greatest. I mean, we've all, social media is a very, very important part of, or it can be a very, very important part of any communication plan. But if it's not the right fit for your association, just because it's shiny and new, it may not be the right thing for you to go after. And so I think what this session does is it really points out, and it really, from sort of a different perspective, it shows and proves the importance of doing what is makes the most sense, what gives you the biggest bang for your buck, what goes after the, or what leads to the highest ROI based on your resources, both financial and human. And that may not be totally new, but I think it is a very different way of looking at things for a lot of association staff.
I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Michigan Society of Association Executives Association Impact here on the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. We'll be right back.
And an old empty beer can buy a man a dime.